Saturday morning huddle with Pocahontas area now and co-head coach Mike Ain. District title in District 3 in Class 1A was at stake last night in St. Ansgar, and the home team prevails over a Pokey 28-7. Coach, first of all, your general thoughts reflecting back on the game?
Well, you know, they're a very good football team. You know, they're big up front. They got good skilled kids. I mean, their quarterback is a very good option quarterback. Throws the ball well. The yellow running back is not very big stature wise, but he is a hard runner and gets things done. And we came out and we played hard and just had a hard time executing some plays, had some opportunities, you know, just seemed like we were just a little bit off. They came out on their first drive and scored on a long drive. Our defense played pretty well. They just made some plays and we didn't early. So it was a tough start for us.
14-0 they led at halftime, and I hear that you got it to their 7-yard line just before halftime, but just didn't get anything to show for it.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple drives in the first half. You know, our first drive, you know, we had an opportunity to possibly score, and then we had that drive right before half where we were inside the 10, and yeah, we just couldn't get it in. You know, like I said, a couple inches short on a couple plays that, you know, looked like they were gonna, you know, be open, but credit their defense for closing the gap and stopping us on the fourth down.
How did you get your one touchdown?
We in the fourth quarter, we threw a touchdown pass from Connor Shunning to Devin Whitehour for 38 yards. We made some adjustments at halftime, and I guess when you're playing a good football team, you can't make mistakes, and we just made some mistakes in the run game and couldn't get things going like we wanted to.
St. Ansgar had one completion. It went for a 33-yard touchdown, and the Smith kid, sophomore, I think it was, who you were referring to on the ground, he just grinded out some yards. I see 177 total in three scores.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not, like you said, he's not very big stature-wise, and they've got some big linemen up front, and he just hides behind, runs the ball hard, like I said, they grind it out, and they'll take those five yards at a pop and keep it down the field. That's what they did.
But still, it's a runner-up finish for the Indians in 1A District 3 as they now sit at 7-2 overall, Mike, and that means a home playoff game. IKM Manning coming to town on Wednesday.
Yeah, obviously we've had a good football season. Our seniors have done a great job of leading on and off the field, and we're real excited about playing at home on Wednesday, and we'll get to work today to break down the film against IKM Manning. You know, traditionally a very good football program, and so we're gonna, you know, with that short turnaround. You know, everybody has that short turnaround. You know, you play our game on a Friday night and have to turn around and play Wednesday, but. We're gonna get to work today and prepare our kids, and our kids will be ready to go.
And Pokey's game Wednesday will be broadcast on Mix 101.7. Mike, thanks to you and Roger for the visits all season long during the Saturday morning huddle, and best of luck come postseason time.
Well, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all you've done for us during the season and allowing us to be on the radio to talk about our kids.